USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CEOs of Facebook and Twitter are in the spotlight during a Republican-led Senate hearing on conservative censorship, suppression, and the 2020 election.
We got to find a way to make sure that when Twitter and Facebook make a decision about what's reliable and what's not, that there's transparency in the system.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham opening the hearing, saying the social media giants limited the spread of a New York Post article about Hunter Biden. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate has a lot to do before the year is over. The Kentucky Republican opening the Senate and saying coronavirus relief aid needs to be done. And Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa will quarantine after being exposed to the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
President Trump gets a break regarding the Georgia recount.
Georgia's recount caught a mistake in peach state voting systems. Georgia election official Gabriel Sterling on Fox says the error is no big deal.
What apparently it looks like is maybe a memory card from one of the early vote devices was not loaded. And normally that would be caught by, you know, checks and balances within a county, which is the reason the secretary feels like in this particular case this was an egregious thing. And it wasn't discovered until we did this audit.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is apologizing after pictures surfaced of him at a dinner party. The California Democrat saying he wasn't a good example during the ongoing pandemic.
Instead of sitting down, I should have stood up. The spirit of what I'm preaching all the time was contradicted, and I got to own that. And so I want to apologize to you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Pfizer has launched a pilot delivery program for its experimental COVID-19 vaccine in 4 states as the drug maker seeks to address distribution challenges facing its ultra-cold storage requirements. The vaccine, which has been shown to be more than 90% effective in preventing COVID-19 based on initial data, must be shipped and stored at negative 94 degrees, significantly below the standard for vaccines of 36 to 46 degrees. It picked Rhode Island, Texas, New Mexico, and Tennessee for the program after taking into account their differences in overall size, diversity of populations, immunity infrastructure, and the need to reach individuals in varied urban and rural settings. The 4 states will not receive vaccine doses earlier than any other states. You can own an entire town in California.
If you've ever wanted to own an entire town, here's your chance. Nipton, California, a small historic railroad town near the Nevada border close to Las Vegas, is on the market. Whoever buys it will be the owner of the town's 80 acres, which includes a general store, trading post, cafe, and 5-room hotel. Nipton has about 20 full-time residents and usually a few visitors who come to stargaze or just to get out of the city for a few hours. Nipton is on the market for an asking price of $2.75 million. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.